CEO, watch you leaving me by there. In my room, he's smoking pack. I'm at a frat party. Wake up too late for the darty. Jungle juice, I put two pills in it. Feel different just to take the edge off. Mirrors that you see, I'm missing. Catch me with an AK. Top flow, doing drugs out in Taipei. Why she wanna fall in love? It's such a bad thing. We can't fuck up on my water bed like every day. Like every day. Catch me with an AK. Top flow, doing drugs out in Taipei. Why she wanna fall in love? It's such a bad thing. We can't fuck up on my water bed like every day. Like every day. Ocean life, 16 life, wave dash like a melee fight. It's on sight, all of sun reflex, so focused like my life. Got a knife in my back pocket, I stick it in your side. On my side, you offside, like a striker, that's too hard to you. What you even mean by that? In my room, he's smoking pack, I'm at a frat party. Wake up too late for the darty. Jungle juice, I put two pills in it. Feel different just to take the edge off. Mirrors that you see, I'm missing. Catch me with an AK. Top flow, doing drugs out in Taipei. Why she wanna fall in love? It's such a bad thing. We can't fuck up on my water bed like every day. Like every day. To you, what you even mean by that? In my room, you smoking pack, I'm at a frat party. Wake up too late for the dirty. Jungle juice, I put two pills in it. Feel different just to take the edge off. Mirrors that you see, I'm missing. Catch me with an AK. Top flow, doing drugs out in Taipei. Why she wanna fall in love? It's such a bad thing. We can't fuck up on my water bed like every day. Like every day. Catch me with an AK.
Young Lean Doer. Shawty, you know what it do. 2015, MIA. Cause I keep that kush up on me. Keep that kush up on me. Cause I keep that kush up on me. Kush from Afghanistan. Keep that kush up on me. Keep that kush up on me. Cause I keep that kush up on me. Kush from Afghanistan. Cause I keep that kush from Afghanistan. And I smoke that OG. I'm fucked. I roll. Post it up in the cold. I'm a cannon, I'm a blow. Dirty jeans, I'm a bodyguard. I'll take it to the cold. Yeah, I'll take it to the cold. Cause I keep that kush up on me. Keep that kush up on me. Cause I keep that kush up on me. Keep that kush up on me. Cause I keep that kush up on me. Keep that kush up on me. Cause I keep that kush up on me. Keep that kush up on me. Get glass interior. Yeah, I broke the barrier. I don't want that shawty. Yeah, you should go and marry her. I'm on my cellular. We rolling Jerry curls. Yeah, I'm elegant for the hell of it. Roll that shit, water it like a fish and sell that shit. 12 a bag, 12 a bitch. Acne jeans, I'm on my shit. Sewer cup, double up. James Bond, hit and run. Hit him up. Fuck my guts, I'm in it for the fucking lunch. Captain Crunch, blowing bubble gum. Pitbull John on a hunt. Mind of a maniac, money on my mind. Had to leave that place, couldn't take it at the time. Now I'm on my fucking grind. Yeah, I'm on my fucking grind. Cause I keep that kush up on me. Keep that kush up on me. Cause I keep that kush up on me. Kush from Afghanistan. Keep that kush up on me. Keep that kush up on me. Cause I keep that kush up on me. Kush from Afghanistan. Cause I keep that kush up on me. Keep that kush up on me. Cause I keep that kush up on me. Kush from Afghanistan. Keep that kush up on me. Keep that kush up on me. Cause I keep that kush up on me. Kush from Afghanistan.
This is Ken with the Witching Hour on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Freeform radio, by the way. And yeah, enjoy the show.
Bella.
Bella.
That was, I don't know, how many did you introduce?
None of them actually. So that was Taipei / Waterbed by Smoked Up 2016. Following that was Afghanistan by Young Lean. After which you heard Nuts by Lil Peep featuring Rainy Bear. And then the last one you just heard was, I think, Bar Lies? Bar Liss? Not quite sure. But that's by Joey. Yes, Joey. It's kind of like a Blade-Bladey situation there, maybe. The Joey.
Joey.
Yeah.
Oh, you say a Joey, lot of, yeah. There's like so much range of words and all those words you just said. It's like the dictionary.
But it's like, how many of those are actually in the dictionary? You know, like.
Nuts? You think? Afghanistan.
Okay, well. I was thinking more like, oh, like that sentence would have like killed a Victorian child.
All right.
Okay. But hopefully no Victorian children listening. But if you are, you know, what's up? how art thou doing? Doingst, am I right?
And that's what I would say. whomst are you? I am Brooke. And this is the witching hour.
But we're not real witches, I swear, you know.
No.
Hey, we're not. Don't burn us at the stake.
Like with Salem and all that, so nearby.
So nearby. Yeah, wow. That's do the Massachusettsians really? It's kind of part of their legacy. They must have to grapple with a lot, you know.
I feel like there's other parts of their legacy that they might have to grapple with also.
Like Deflategate.
I don't know what that is.
Sorry, that's just when Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's funny. That's a good reference.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, the theme of the show is, so it was just gonna be just a song I've just been listening to all week. So music and me was gonna be the theme, but then we realized, why should music just be about me? It should be about everyone. So it's music and us.
Yes.
Get to know us through the songs that we are listening to.
Yeah.
That's kind of like, it sounds like it's not too much of a theme, but.
But looking at this set list that we have here, it's seeming pretty cohesive. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, honestly, I think it was my commitment to not playing Beach House that really drew us together.
And that's, you know, and we appreciate that a lot.
It's a sacrifice I'm making.
Yeah,
I haven't listened to a Beach House song on repeat this week, so I've listened to Beach House, obviously. But
what does that mean? Does that mean you're having like the best week ever or the worst week ever?
I would say it was a pretty bad week. In terms of, yeah, well, just yeah. Not, no, not just in terms of, I was busy, you know.
Yeah,
nothing too bad happened.
Okay, that's good.
Just that C on the test I got.
Hey,
in my past, you know.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it. And you know, that's another thing that music really does, is it, you know, it offers you kind of an escape from your reality, you know.
Exactly.
If you're bogged down, you're thinking about that C, and you throw on,
and you know, I and that is what I did. I got that seat, walked out the door, music in me and my earbuds. I was listening really to the song all week.
Oh, that's a bit.
It's like, it has such a good beat to it. It's like you can walk really fast to it. It's a great walking song.
Okay. I would have never. Yeah, but
you never walked to a song. You're never like, let me hit the beat of this song.
You know, I feel like intentionally, no. I feel like if that does happen, it's kind of like a subconscious effort.
It's super fun. It makes you feel really connected to the music and also to your world. But then you take your earbuds out and you're like, huh, maybe I just looked a little weird doing that. Like doing a little too much pep in my step.
No, I think you should never take your earbuds out.
And that's what I've always said.
Like nothing bad has ever happened to me when I had my earbuds in.
That just can't be true. You ever listening to a song and you're like, wow, like I'm so immersed in this song right now, if I took my earbuds out I would just like feel like maybe a little bit better, but you're just like listening and you're like, wow, like
better. I don't know if actually well, okay, I'll say this. If I were to feel better when I took out my earbuds and stopped listening to a song, right, that implies that the song is making me feel sad or whatever, right? But I feel like if I'm listening to that song, it's because I want to feel sad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but then it's like this feeling could just end if I just stop the music.
Ah, but it's good. You got to get that cathartic relief, you know? Like, you just got to...
That's one way of looking at it.
I mean, you take the earbuds out and then you're sitting there in silence and it's... I mean, then it's like almost real, you know? Whereas in the music, you're
can't
like...
Can't have that be real. Yeah, exactly. Got to project it on the music.
No, right. And
with that, let's get into the song that...
Yeah,
it was the soundtrack of my week. We'll be okay.
chain life a desire? Would you ever chain life a desire? Would you ever?
We gonna be okay.
Dance for your heart.
All right, that was Music and Me. Hey, bye.
Great song.
Fake Mink. And then after that, it was
Fever by Fake Mink and Buckshot?
Yeah, Buckshot.
Sorry,
Buckshot.
I just can't read that
good.
Far.
No, I mean, we all have to start somewhere.
You know? Yeah.
In the distance.
Right? You know, yeah.
Right.
And Harvest Sky by OK Lou and Underscores.
Underscores, yeah. Who is actually opening for Danny Brown on his upcoming tour.
Wow, wait. Underscores or OK Lou?
Oh. OK Lou, that would be, yeah.
Are you going?
No, it was, I don't know, it was like $60, and then it's like, okay, like Danny, like I like Danny Brown. I don't know if I want to see him in concert, though. You know? And then I like Underscores. Well, okay, I like Underscores.
So, $60
$60
for, yeah.
Like, would you go to that?
No.
Okay, so there's another issue. But yeah, that was exciting.
That was super fun and exciting. Because the point of the show is like a music in us, you know, get to know us. Do you have a, this is an icebreaker. Oh. I've actually done two icebreakers today.
With parents?
No, my parents are gone with.
No.
What?
Yeah, okay. With
TDC and with the EWO. Which one would you like to answer?
Oh, man. They're probably both really weird, huh?
You might need some thought. Maybe I'll just say them. One is
no. Let's do the EWO one.
Okay, this one it actually came from TDC because there was a good icebreaker. But it is, what's your on-brand fun fact and what's your off-brand fun fact?
Oh man, see that's really tough.
It's all you. That's one you have to think about.
Yeah, I'm not good. Yeah, I'm not good at icebreakers. I feel like,
cop out.
Performative icebreakers are.
Yeah, it's like you always have to say something funny.
Yeah. And so it's, I feel like, ugh, all right, anyways.
But it's like, yeah, I learned things about people, so ice was broken.
That's true, yeah.
Wait, look at you keeping the ice together.
Oh, God, I just need to thaw, man. I need to let it, you know, let it melt, dude.
I can't break, gotta melt. That's the next time you should answer an icebreaker. Sorry, I melt.
Yeah, I like to think about it less as a break and more of a...
You just go into, like, a really long story, like, unrelated to the question.
Yeah. So, what did you say?
My on-brand fun fact, or I said my off-brand fun fact is that I, don't wear a carabiner ever.
That's your off-brand?
No, that's my on-brand. No, that's my off-brand.
Okay, yeah, off-brand is you don't wear a carabiner. Sorry, there's like, the double negative is like throwing me off.
Yeah, yeah.
Off-brand, no carabiner. Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
And my on-brand fun fact is that, this is like, should I say this on air? I sync my contacts to my menstrual cycle, so like I don't have to, because they're monthly contacts, so it's
I
never have to track either, because it's like either my eyes are dry or like I know I have my period, so I should take my contacts out.
Yeah, I bet if I had contacts or a period,
you could relate.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, but it's a great system. It's been working for me for a long time. Yeah,
that's great. Did you feel like that broke a lot of ice? When
I don't know.
That?
I've just like, I feel like that's something I do that I don't talk about enough.
Right. So that seems like an appropriate time. Yeah.
It is performative because it's like, okay, I could have just been like, I'm a vegetarian. That's pretty on brand. But it's like you really got to think deeper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thinking, which is something I have not been. Yeah. Shoot. Wow, what's going on over there?
This mic setup is crazy.
Yeah, so on brand, you know, I'm a twin.
That actually seems a little off.
That's off brand?
Yeah, I don't, well. I just wouldn't know you to have a twin if, like...
Right.
I guess, I don't know. I feel like when you tell people you're a twin here, are they surprised?
Yeah, actually. Okay, but is that off-brand? Like, I feel like that's it's central a surprising to my identity, really.
It's about how people perceive you. This one is what you really got to think about, the way people perceive you. And like,
man. It's all performing in perception.
Exactly.
And nothing is real anymore, you know?
Okay.
So anyway, my off-brand. Wait, no, that's my off-brand.
That's your off-brand.
And that, now on-brand, I really need to bring it home here. On-brand, fun fact.
Doing your gum into the mic.
Just trying to fill the dead air.
Maybe you can wait. Maybe we go into a song and you think about it.
Yeah, you know, I like that idea. So yeah.
This is
let's get into
This is With You by 2006 WR, capital WR.
I love it, 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 I love it. down, baby.
Are you running? Are you grown now? Are you too grown now? You tryna take time by your long. I just know the can, got a nine to the drugs now. Moving out mid-chain, I feel burnt out like the sun now. Invincible, SVJ, I'm riding around with her perma. Invincible, SVJ, I'm riding around with her perma. Pink cups, the big worm, I fuck got the chair, man. I went to her like grandma. Leave a nigga fake down, fuck around, bitch, nigga gon' find out. You know you need a flashlight, tryna fall around it, huh? Told you like, hey, look, hey, look, hey, look, hey, look, I'm out of control. She says I'm way too young, yeah, way too young, yeah. She says I'm way too young, yeah, way too young, yeah.
I feel like it's next.
good. Yeah, so that was... Where did we leave off? With You by the 2006 WR. And then I Love It by Camila Cabello. Followed by Coke... Shoddy. By Lil Peepin.
Young Goth.
There's like a little and emoji then, after it too.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Stop. Yeah, and then Code I Would Buy by Joey. Did you have a chance to really hear? Wait, I'm just gonna play this real quick.
Okay.
Give me the headphones. You know, it's just a super iconic kind of opening couple lines.
Iconic to.
Yeah.
No, that was a question. Who is it iconic to?
Not worth replaying, but here we are.
I wasn't getting that.
Isn't that a nice sentiment, though?
I act polite because it's nice to be nice. I would live by that, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I thought you'd, like, appreciate it, so...
I have a response from... So, Ken thinks he's a bigger Lil Peep fan than my... friend from high school who used to play the song that we played by Lil Peep, Bleep Shoddy, which in is like, the car every day.
Right. That's like one song, to be clear. And I'd always hear about this one Lil Peep song.
All right,
you know,
let me tell you her breakdown, because Ken has 90 like songs on Spotify by Lil Peep. Carrie has 58 Apple Music, 34 SoundCloud unreleased songs and demos, and 27 remixes / mashups. Just the fact that she has the breakdown makes it like...
You think that... Yeah. No, she does kind of have me there.
I also have a lot more Peep in playlists, but not downloaded to library. So it's like...
Yeah. No, yeah. She'll need to send me some of those playlists, and then we can really find out.
Oh, I'm sure. But she has Apple Music, so it's like...
It's just... I won't be listening. I'll just be like examining.
Just be like judging. Like...
Yeah.
Who's the figure?
Yeah, no, you know, yeah, I can go to my... This is... See, it's right... Actually, wow. Look at that, fourth from the top. My Lil Peep playlist.
Yeah. No, I'm not doubting your.
No, it's good. Yeah, I've been out of hope. So.
If you think you're a little bigger Lil Peep fan than Ken or Carrie, pop in our chat and say your best known fact.
And say your off-brand and on-brand fact.
Maybe that's your on-brand fact, that you have 90 Lil Peep songs downloaded to library.
Is that liked. My brand? Is that the brand that I'm putting out? Hey, you know what?
I don't know.
Okay. I'll take it.
You never know.
Yeah. You know, actually, there was an icebreaker that I did, I think, in two.
Mm.
With, you know, like, my group or whatever.
Yeah.
And no, it wasn't. It was this summer, actually.
Okay.
Sorry, I mixed up all these...
All like, these kids.
...that I work with. That's... Okay, what... And I was doing an icebreaker, because that was actually a big part of my job. Was to do icebreakers
breaking
with the
ice,
kids.
Yeah.
And my question was, if you could see any artists like that are alive perform, who would you see?
Oh,
I think that's a pretty good one, right?
Yeah, that's a classic one.
And so, what would you say for that?
I would say Beach House.
Beach House. Okay, yeah.
Easy. No, like, I don't care that they're still alive. Like,
yeah.
It's gotta happen.
You could see anyone in the history of, you know, human time, and you're picking someone who's alive, but it's
like, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Okay, who would you say?
So I said Lil Peep. and the kids...
They were like, who?
They were not on the same... They were not...
Who did they say? Were they like...
He's... Probably saying this. They're so lame. Actually, you know, I'm not going to say that. Because, you know...
They might be listening.
Coming in from... Right.
And also, you do so much growth in your later teen, early 20 years...
Yeah, and it's hard for them, you know, because they're coming in from all over the world to this program, and they're meeting all these new people, you know, so it can be a lot, you know.
And yeah, then, so you just want to seem cool, and like, exactly. And then you're like, oh, your weird leader is saying Lil Peep, and you're like, the Beatles, like.
Yeah, do you think that, like, helped them?
I think they were probably like, what is he saying? I need to say something more normal so that, like, I can relate to my peers and not, like, be in the same group.
Oh, man.
No.
No. But, yeah. Well, hopefully not.
Yeah,
but,
no.
I don't know, maybe this this upcoming summer I can try out some new icebreakers.
Well,
but yeah, how's the sock going?
Oh,
man?
Yeah. I think I'm going. Look at it. So you can see a little heel forming.
Is that just now?
I was like working up to it. You wouldn't get it. But
sorry,
I was resolving my stitches that were like.
Oh, resolving.
Yeah.
If there are any knitters listening.
Yeah, put in the chat like either something Lil Peep or like something knitting related.
Yeah, surely there's at least, you know.
Or the crossover, like who likes both?
I feel like knitting low key is a Lil Peep vibe. Like low key.
Maybe, yeah. To a younger crowd. Some younger crowd, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, they would. Oh. Right. Yeah, they would knit like some like, you know, like something like ski mask or whatever.
Yeah, or like like those things people wear to raves that are like borderline culturally inappropriate. Just like
the
headscarf, and it's like a white girl wearing a headscarf at a rave.
Right.
Yeah, but they would like crochet that or something.
Yeah. So, yeah, raves, man. Wow.
Yeah.
What a crazy culture. You know, I think if I was someone else, I would be a big rave person, you know?
I know. So a lot of people from my high school are like always posting about raves they're going to.
Yeah. I don't know what.
They all also work at cannabis dispensaries.
Oh.
It's just like a crossover. There's like four of them from my high school who all go to raves, and it's like, oh, wow.
Okay. I was gonna say actually a very different vibe. I was like, everyone who goes to raves now are like, I feel like it's like the, maybe not investment bankers, but it's kind of like the more like bro-y, you know.
I get that.
But yeah, I get
two sides.
Only two in there.
Every binary is a gender binary.
Right, and this one is from
boy to girl.
Right.
Yeah, so let's get into that next.
You know what's next is it doesn't work. XOXO. I was thinking like the chromosomes, you know what I mean? Is that the right
X
word?
And Y. So close.
And you know what, I'm actually not gonna play that next because I already have it queued. So next up we have another banger. Okay, this is new.
Maybe when I put the song in the playlist and it's a banger. Oh my god, I love this one.
It's called PILF or PILF. But they're Spanish, so they say, well, you'll hear it, but they say like PILFA. You know, because that's how you say
ABCT D-F-A-H-A-R-T, hold the car. Yeah.
We're just going to stop there. Okay. Yeah.
I don't really remember the rest of them, but...
Yeah. No, I...
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways, here's PILF by PILF off the album PILF. So, enjoy.
Hey. Leve masa, leve musarela. Con los pibes estamos fumando una vela. Con los pibes estamos fumando una. Estamos con los pibes fumando una vela. Me hice millonario y ni fui a la escuela. Leve masa, leve musarela. Con los pibes estamos fumando una vela. Con los pibes estamos fumando una. Con los pibes estamos fumando una vela. Me hice millonario y ni fui a la escuela. Yo ya leo y masa, leo y musarela. Yo ya leo y masa, leo y musa. Yo esa guacha le doy musa, rapeo repiola y no vengo de USA. Vos sos re linda y yo soy un yakuza. Y si te gusta el Durano, banca la pelusa. P-I-L-F. Estamos juntando mucho F. Estamos juntando mucho ¿qué? Estamos juntando mucho F. P-I-L-F. Ella quiere que vaya y yo la besé. Yo no tenía nada hace unos meses. Ahora vivo lo que soñaba a los 13. Mi mamá me pregunta qué es lo que hace. Porque siempre hablan de vos en internet. Esa mía le dicen que hijo tenés. Ella me dice, hijo, te lo mereces. La profe decía que era medio boludo. Ahora para su hija me pide salud. Ahora lo que barriaron se quedaron mudos. Le duele que seamos los número uno. Me la chupa TikTok y Twitter. Como de lo que parecen strippers. Esto explota como un creeper. No te conozco, mami, ves Peter. P-I-L-F, P-I-L-F, P-I-L-F. Mi primer porro a los 13, yo la puse a los 13. Mi primer porro a los 13, yo la puse a los 13. Fumo vana de veces, fumo vana de veces.
meses. Cojo banda de veces. Y mi pelo crece. Nos juntamos los cuatro. ¿Cómo? Y somos los Avengers. Famoso en dos meses. Fumón que no me estrese. Chupame no veces. A tu novio los cuernos crecen. Solo quiero que chupe no veces. Yadeando siempre no a veces.
Yadeando siempre visto no es cada tanto. Para acá me falta y ya pregunta cuándo. No me acuerdo su nombre cuando me levanto. Ella se calienta cuando rapeo canto. No son pájaros pero los nabos espanto. Sé que eso no funciona pero el humo aguanto. Sé que todos son guachos de mí están al tanto. Sé que todos son guachos de mí están al tanto. Solo puedo ser un B, LF. Yo sé que unos pares somos su refe. Llega plata abierta, la plata en FT. Tendrás que vender tu rancho para el FT. Soy un B, LF. Yo soy Chiqui Fidel Borro, soy el jefe. A la guacha que lida yo le di ayer. Ella supo quién soy y ya quiso coger.
B, I, L, F. B, I, L, F. B, I, L, F. Guacho, nosotros somos los jefes. B, I, L, F. B, I, L, F. B, I, L, F. Guacho, nosotros somos los jefes.
The Baden Powell Service Association is an alternative national scouting organization that is looking to expand in the New England region. The BPSA's traditional scouting program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service. If you're interested in learning more about this coeducational, inclusive program, more information and resources about joining or starting a new group in your area can be found at www.bpsa-us.org or by calling 636-542-8855. A public service message from the Baden-Powell Service Association and WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
I want you out of my head.
that was XOXO by Fang and Cannibalism exclamation point by Slater. Slater.
Joey Blady Slater.
Slater might be the best like artist name there is. Slater.
Right. It's probably top two, you know, I would say.
Like Lil Peep number one.
Yeah. It, you know, competitive.
It kind of sounds like See You Later, and it's also like Slay, and it's like,
oh, I didn't, is that supposed to be See You Later?
Or I have no idea. I just said it and it sounded like that, like Slater. See you later.
Hey, yeah. Which is what we'll be saying actually, like right
pretty
now,
soon,
actually.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, this is, you know, I know
time
our
just slips away.
Yeah, just fly by.
I do show up 5 minutes late every time, but
right, so
That'll take those 5 minutes away.
But yeah, I mean, this was I loved this set. Just looking back on it, doing some reflections in the moment.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it went pretty well. I think our conversations were pretty scintillating.
So, rating the set a solid like 7.5. I don't know. We appreciate any feedback you have to offer us, like.
Yeah, you know, we always
ooh,
love
you should play Fiona Apple. I see that.
All right.
I see that cover.
Let's do, what's it called? Limp?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Let's do Limp. So yeah, this has been, The Witching Hour. This has been, Ken, and Brooke with The Witching Hour. And you are listening to 91.5 FM Radio Freeform.
Medford radio. Tufts, WMFO. Medford,
that's right. And, we will
catch you on the flip for our haunting theme next week.
Exciting. All right, see ya.
You wanna make me sick, you wanna lick my wounds, don't you, baby? You want the badge of honor when you save my hide. But you're the word in the way of the day of doom. So call me crazy, hold me down, make me cry, get off now, baby. It won't be long till you be lying left in your own hands. You feed the beast I have within me. You wave the red flag, baby, you make it run. Sidelines waving and grinning. You fond of my trigger, then you blame my gun. When I think of it, my fingers turn to fists. I never did anything to you, man. But no matter what I try, you'll beat me with your bitter lies. So call me crazy, hold me down, make me cry, get off now. It won't be long till you be lying.